This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer unveiled her proposed budget last week, she called for $120 million in additional money for safe drinking water infrastructure. The governor said that her goal is that by 2030, all communities in Michigan will be able to trust the water coming out of the tap. Gary Wilson is Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau.
If Michigan's going to meet that goal, she's going to need to build alliances in the legislature and cultivate this so over time.
A longer version of the conversation with Gary Wilson can be found at WMUK.org, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Let's start with what would happen if all this money were to be approved and it's spent the way that Governor Whitmer says it should be spent. What would that actually mean for safe drinking water?
Well, it means a lot. And I would just get a disclaimer on the front side of this. We're talking about a budget proposal. It's grabbing all the headlines, I think largely because it's the governor's very first budget after 8 years of Governor Snyder. So what comes out the other end after months of negotiation and sausage grinding, as they say, we'll have to see what comes out the other end of the pipe there. On the $120 million, Gordon, three major components of it. I think $37 million, a little bit over $37 million, goes to replacing lead pipe service lines. And, you know, this harkens back to the Flint water crisis and other cities in the state, too. But $37 million for lead service lines. In Kalamazoo's backyard, very important, $30 million for PFAS. Kalamazoo's, you know, everybody remembers the headlines from Parchment. $30 million for PFAS, and then $40 million for something called the Drinking Water Revolving Fund. That's kind of policy wonk for helping local communities get loans for infrastructure.
As you say, we don't know how this will all turn out as it goes through the legislature, but is it notable as we begin Governor Whitmer's term that it seems that drinking water is there close to the top of the agenda? We knew she wanted to fix the roads. She had talked about education extensively during the campaign. She also talked about drinking water, but when it comes in as part of a budget proposal and actually a request for supplemental funding, does that give us an idea of what her time as governor might look like going forward?
I think it does. And I was actually a little bit surprised. I followed her campaign. And the first time I looked at her campaign website, looking for an environmental policy, I noticed the drinking water pages, and they were substantial. They went on for two or three pages. I can't remember the number of bullet points that she talked about, but it was maybe 15 or 20 bullet points, and I was really kind of taken aback. I haven't seen somebody running for governor or almost any office with that extensive of a water agenda. So campaigning is one thing, as we all know. Governing is something else, and what gets said on the campaign trail many times slips into the shadows once somebody's in office. So when she came out with her budget priorities, and I don't doubt the governor's desire to work on water, but I was surprised to see it make her top three and make her budget address.
Whitmer made a pitch for more road funding and more money for schools in her budget proposal. She made a supplemental request for drinking water infrastructure.
This will be a chance to turn a new leaf and prove to people that we will finally clean up their drinking water.
Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau, Gary Wilson, says the Flint water crisis has focused more attention on lead service lines, but he says not as much is known yet about PFASs.
I think she's doing the right thing by putting on a spotlight, putting it in the spotlight. Now, when they get down to the hard negotiations, the real test will be how, you know, will she take a hard stand on some of this, and what else is she willing to give up to get $30 million for PFAS?
Well, the first big standoff between Governor Whitmer and the Republican-led legislature was over reorganizing the Department of Environmental Quality. Is it possible that that foreshadows some sort of trouble for the governor in trying to get this money specifically for safe drinking water?
It could. I think she was very aggressive as soon as she assumed office. I was surprised that she would stand up to the legislature that quickly. I think it was a mistake. You know, it's easier to get what you want when you're making friends with people than picking a fight with them. And for whatever reason, she decided to pick a fight with the legislature right away on the panels that Governor Snyder reported, those environmental review panels. They resolved it fairly quickly. Maybe she was testing the water. Maybe she was playing to her base. But I don't think that action will help her in the budget negotiations.
As you noted, part of what may determine whether this drinking water money gets approved is how much Governor Whitmer is willing to go to the mat for it. You know, even if drinking water is high on the agenda, if it's third on the list behind fixing the roads and behind improving schools, and if there are major political battles over those two things, could that be bad news for this money for safe drinking water?
It could, Gordon. And I noticed in the Cattle, Missouri area, State Representative John Hoadley, if I'm pronouncing the gentleman's name.
Yep, John Hoadley, yep.
He released a statement, and he was very enthusiastic about the governor's drinking water proposal. He talked about it putting values into practice. State Senator Sean McCann, he was very reserved, and both are Democrats, by the way. He was very reserved. He had a generic statement saying this is a good starting point, and he looks forward to hearing from constituents. So I don't think it's an automatic that every Democrat is just going to fall into line. It probably depends on how secure they are in their district, if they're coming up on term limits or not. If you're term limited, it's easy to be brave. If you're in your first term, you know, you've got to get along, you've got to get reelected. So I think she'll probably have a little bit of work to do, even on the Democratic side.
Gary Wilson is Lake Michigan senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. As always, Gary, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Gary Wilson's reporting can be found at greatlakesnow.org and through links at wmuk.org. In the extended version of our interview, Gary Wilson says he's waiting for the debate between Governor Whitmer and Republicans in the legislature to get contentious.
I think there's a little dance going on right here, and I think it'll be interesting to see how much patience the governor has to participate in the dance.
The longer version of the interview is at WMUK.org, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.